This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This has been a day of celebration in Oslo, Norway. European leaders have been congratulating themselves and their predecessors on an unexpected honor, the 2012 Nobel Peace Prize. The $1.2 million award was officially presented today. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from the European desk.
The ceremony was an unabashed celebration of all things European.
What this continent has achieved is truly fantastic.
Thorbjørn Jagland, chairman of the Nobel Committee, sang the EU's praises for promoting peace, reconciliation and democracy.
It therefore deserves the Nobel Peace Prize.
And no one agreed more readily than Herman Van Rompuy. As president of the European Council, he's one of the EU's three separate presidents. All were on hand to receive what he called this richly deserved award.
Nobody can deny that the European Union is the main driver for peace in Europe.
Nobody, perhaps, except Nigel Farage and his many fellow Eurosceptics in Britain. He's the leader of the UK Independence Party. He believes that by yoking 17 different economies into the one currency union, the EU has not promoted peace.
The Eurozone has divided Europe north to south, and there are increasing, growing enmities and violence on the streets. We are headed in a very bad and, I think, dangerous direction.
Farage applauds the EU pledge to spend the prize money on projects helping children, but he still deplores the award. Many Norwegians may also have their doubts. The country that's just apparently paid homage to the European Union has itself steadfastly refused to join. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.